Good afternoon. The large trough of low pressure, which continued to bring unsettled weather across interior New York and New England through the first half of the day yesterday, now continues to lift out rather quickly. In its place, a ridge of high pressure is building in, both at the surface and aloft, and skies cleared out last night, and today we have abundant sunshine across the region. Some high clouds will stream into western and central New York and across northern New York and the Champlain Valley during the afternoon, but still plenty of sunshine will mix in while the rest of the region has mostly sunny skies throughout the day. Temperatures will warm accordingly and reach levels that are above normal for this time of year, with most places making it into the lower to mid-60s for afternoon highs. As we get into the evening, skies will remain clear and temperatures will drop off relatively quickly. Some clouds will push through overnight. Still, though, temperatures will drop back into the lower 40s for overnight lows. The ridge will tend to strengthen into the day tomorrow, and at the surface, a southerly wind flow will develop. The combination of the two will push temperatures well into the middle and upper 70s with a mix of sun and clouds for highs on Monday afternoon. In fact, we'll stay in that mild air mass Monday night and into the day on Tuesday, with highs in the upper 70s on Tuesday afternoon. Also during the day on Tuesday, the next front will approach from the west, so perhaps not as much sunshine, still enough to get through to warm the temperatures to those unseasonably warm levels, but we do run the risk of a late day shower or thunderstorm. That front will only slowly move through, so skies will be partly sunny on Wednesday with still the risk of a shower. And on the backside of it, high temperatures Wednesday afternoon will be back into the lower 60s. Another front will approach during the day on Thursday with increasing clouds, staying in the lower 60s, and this will lead to a chance of showers on Friday. Along with the clouds on Friday, temperatures will be in the middle to upper 50s. Back to sunshine with highs near 60 as a new area of high pressure builds in for Saturday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a strong cold front sinking southward from Canada is forecast to combine with a front tracking eastward across the plains today, and then evolve as a single frontal boundary across the Great Lakes and southward across the central United States tomorrow. As the cold front continues eastward across the plains, expect rain and thunderstorm coverage to increase ahead of it, and the Storm Prediction Center has issued a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from portions of the upper Mississippi Valley region to southwestern Oklahoma for today. Large hail and strong wind gusts will be the main risks, however, a tornado or two cannot be ruled out. Farther to the north, from eastern Montana to the upper Midwest, a heavier band of precipitation is expected through tomorrow night. This will include some accumulating snow from the northern Rockies, extending eastward across parts of South Dakota and central Minnesota as the colder air from Canada sinks southward. Winter storm warnings are in effect for parts of Montana and Wyoming, and high wind warnings are in effect for parts of eastern Wyoming. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 104 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 8 at Mammoth Lakes, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the mid-60s, Boston sunny in the lower 60s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny with highs around 60 degrees. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 55 degrees, the average low, 35. The record high 77 set in 1991, and the record low 16 in 1977. Sunrise this morning was at 6:23 a.m., sunset this evening 7:31 p.m., 13 hours and 8 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine mixing with some clouds today with highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight in the upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and pleasantly mild today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and pleasantly mild today with highs in the mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid-40s. for the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. Sunny, pleasantly mild today in the mid-60s, and mostly clear tonight with lows around 40. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny and pleasantly mild today with highs in the mid-60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, breezy, warm, mid to upper 70s. Partly sunny, a late-day shower or thunderstorm Tuesday, upper 70s. Partly sunny, a shower possible Wednesday, lower 60s. Increasing clouds Thursday, lower 60s. A chance of showers Friday, mid to upper 50s. And mostly sunny, with highs around 60 on Saturday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.